The Obama administration will be releasing some prisoners when it closes down the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. It's pledged to close that camp within a year, which has left it with one very tough problem. Nearly half the Guantanamo prisoners are from Yemen, and that country is likely the last place where American officials want to release potential terrorists. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Jabir Obana is one of the FBI's most wanted and has a $5 million bounty on his head.
Since 2002, he's been a fugitive. He's been caught. He escaped. He's been caught.
Peter Ahern was the FBI's special agent in charge of Jabir Obana's case.
It's a complicated situation, so we've been told.
Jabir Obana is a Yemeni-American. He grew up in Lackawanna, New York. In 2001, he and a handful of his friends went to Afghanistan and trained in an al-Qaeda camp. His friends came back to the United States. Obana went to Yemen. For the past 7 years, the FBI has been trying to get him extradited, and the Yemenis have refused. And that has led counterterrorism experts to agree on one thing when it comes to releasing suspects.
Anywhere but Yemen.
Anywhere but Yemen, because the government there essentially has an honor program for would-be terrorists. Those suspected of such ties are asked to sign a pledge promising not to engage in terrorism against Yemen. In return for signing on the dotted line, jihadists and suspected al-Qaeda members get their freedom. Greg Johnson, an expert on Yemen at Princeton University, says that's what happened with Obana.
I think there's a lot of doubts on the part of the U.S. government as to whether or not he's actually serving a sentence in prison, as opposed to just someone who kind of periodically checks in with the security forces there in Yemen.
Jabir Obana's murky status sheds light on a larger problem. Yemen's central government is weak, and even at the best of times, it's never been a full-throated participant in the fight against terrorism. Case in point, over the weekend, Yemen announced the release of 170 men arrested on suspicion of having ties to al-Qaeda. The men promised the government they wouldn't engage in terrorism, and that was enough to set them free. Karen Greenberg has just written a book about Guantanamo. She says the Obama administration can't solve the problem of detainees without first addressing the problem of Yemen.
The risk factor is not just the detainees. The risk factor is how we're going to deal in the future going forward with the country of Yemen and the issue of jihadi terrorism.
In the past 2 years, intelligence officials say Yemen has become home to the second strongest al-Qaeda operation in the world, and it's getting stronger. 2 weeks ago, al-Qaeda announced that it was merging its Yemeni and Saudi operations, transforming a local terrorist organization into a regional one. If the U.S. repatriated detainees back to Yemen now, they would be returning prisoners to a country that provides a growing jihadi network to plug into. Again, Greg Johnson.
We very well could be put in a situation where we're going to have to go after and rearrest individuals, or be in a situation where individuals that the U.S. once had in custody are carrying out attacks that are claiming the lives of individuals in Yemen or in Saudi Arabia.
There's another concern. Many of the people who are members of al-Qaeda in Yemen have relatives who are imprisoned in Guantanamo. Officials are worried that those family ties will only encourage detainees to take up arms again.
So what happens to these then young men come to join their brothers or their cousins? And the Yemeni government, quite frankly, lacks the infrastructure to keep a very firm grip or control of these guys once it lets them out of custody.
That's why the Obama administration is looking at other options, a third country that might take in the Yemeni detainees. Right now, Yemen's neighbor, Saudi Arabia, tops that list, if for no other reason that the U.S. is fairly certain the detainees released there will be kept on a short leash. That's unlike Jabir Obana. When the FBI last heard about him, he was driving a taxi in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.